So our Wembley Stadium show was called Summer Excess, and it actually went the whole day. And we had some really amazing artists. There was Jellyfish, Roachford, Jesus Jones, Deborah
Blondie.
Harry. Yep, Deborah Harry, Blondie,
Oh.
the Hothouse Flowers, all playing during the day. So it was kind of like a mini festival that went, from about midday until, obviously, we finished up at about 11 p.m. at night. And yeah, it was just such a party atmosphere. It was a lot of fun.
Did you say Roachford?
Yeah, it was actually
Yeah, Roachford, yeah.
Summer Excess on BBC all day too, and it was being piped into our dressing room, so there was no escaping it. We got to Wembley Stadium to prep for the show, and there we are, like coming out through the speakers in the dressing room, and it was actually a relief to get on stage to get away from it. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and on the actual day of the show, I went out early. I kind of, unlike my friend Tim that's here, he likes to pretty much get out of the limo and walk onto stage. But I like to get out there early because I kind of get nervous, and I just like to kind of check it out and have a look at the stage and see where I've got to, where I'm kind of positioned and that my gear is all okay. So I went out in the afternoon, and plus I wanted to see some of the opening acts that were on the shows, particularly Jesus Jones and Roachford. And I walked out into the audience, sort of, I guess it was late afternoon, with a little bit of a disguise on so that I could just kind of go out and have a look at the stage from the audience, from out there where the audience were. And we really, unlike, I guess, a lot of other big productions in Wembley Stadium, we really had a pretty minimal stage setup. It was really just the band and a bunch of lights and a couple of what they call scrims, or panels in front of the PA. But there was no sort of hydraulics and big pigs and all sorts of
Screens.
all that sort of stuff. It was very simple and raw, and I think, as you pointed out, Tim, it was, we treated it like we're just playing a
Big
pub gig
pub.
in Australia. Yeah, but it was a very
Yeah.
big pub. It was a
Yeah, I
very
said
big
that to
pub.
Michael. So he turned around and said it to the audience.
That's right. He says something like, "This is the biggest pub we've ever played in."
I'm like, hey, that was my line.
What's that? What is that like? I mean, you're halfway around the world, and it looks like you're just playing a pub in, Sydney. But what's that like to,
Yeah,
it
it
feels.
felt like that because you know what? England's like that. England and the UK, the audience is there, and same in Ireland and Scotland and whatnot. They're just sort of so all embracing it. It's a lot like being in a pub, only like to the 100,000th degree. It's just a wonderful feeling. I can't really describe it. It's a bit the same in South America too, to be honest. The audiences there just sing every line to every song really loud, and it gives you goosebumps. It really does. But it's very hard not to have a good show in some ways.
Yeah, they kind of, you feed off the energy of the audience. And at that stage in our career, we were playing stadiums all around the world. As we mentioned, Rock and Rio, and basically massive venues. And they're all there to see you and, well, us, I should say. The energy that comes off the audience, you kind of feed off it, and it's sort of this, cycle of energy coming from the stage to the audience and back to us. And it's an intense feeling, and there's no other way of feeling something like that, being on a stadium stage in front of 70, 80,000 people. I mean, Rio was actually 150,000 people. And it just becomes a kind of a seething sea of, I don't know, of color, of all the people that are in
People
front of
without a
you.
toilet.
People without a toilet. Yeah, that's pretty important. Actually, Burn for You was taken from a concert we did in Melbourne for Prince Charles and Princess Di, and it was pretty special because we all flew our parents in, and they are all in the audience. And
Yeah.
apparently, Di was tapping her foot to most of the songs. And yeah, it was. We got to meet them afterwards, which was really special. But yeah, that was a really great gig, somewhat earlier in our career than the Wembley show, but nonetheless, it was a great night, a great show.